Hey dog bugs, this is Miss Maggie from FowlTheWild.com, coming from the heart of Boston's South End on a glorious dog day afternoon. I'm sitting here with one of dog's best friends, Dawn, who happens to own the best dog store in Boston, Details. Hey Dawn, isn't today just lovely?
It's another gorgeous day in Boston, I love it.
Can I ask you a few questions about your pet-friendly store?
Of course you can, Maggie.
Aw, thank you so much. Listen, what made you want to open the best dog store in the world anyways? And I'm talking the best dog store.
Well, thank you for that compliment, Maggie. I guess working in the corporate world for a long time just makes you kind of tired of the same thing every day, in and out. And I love dogs. So I decided, you know what, I'd give it a try. And South End being one of the most pet-friendly places in all of Boston, all of the Northeast, it seemed like a good idea.
Well, I'm so glad you did, because we know you love dogs just by the way you treat us all the time. You're the best.
Thank you.
And you know what, in your store, I love all your dog collars and your leashes. How do you know which ones to buy?
Well, I've had dogs my entire life, and I know what I liked. And when I first opened up my store in the South End, I actually did some marketing, and I would ask customers when they walked by what they liked, what kind of collars they liked, where they shop, what kind of food, treats, etc.
When you say customers, do you mean like people or like dogs like me?
Oh, both.
Oh, cool. Thanks. That means so much.
Customers and dogs.
Oh, that's awesome. So you got all the information from just the neighborhood, huh?
Exactly. Being in the Northeast, a lot of the dogs and owners love lobster and crabs and things like that. So we have collars and leashes that have crabs and lobsters on them. It's a lot of New England kind of style.
Oh, I know. I've seen that too. I love crabs too. I don't like to get crabs, but I like to eat them.
Getting crabs is not good.
No.
No. But wearing collars with crabs on them is pretty cute.
It's very cute. Hey, you know what? We have a cat now. Can I get a leash for him, too?
Absolutely. Of course you can. Gosh. We even have harnesses for cats.
How about a muzzle?
Well, we could get muzzles for cats and dogs, too.
Yeah, because this cat's bigger than me. Dawn, you wouldn't believe it. Oh, just to mention, we are sitting outside on beloved Columbus Avenue right here in the South End, so the few trucks are going by making deliveries so that we can drink some frosé.
That's all part of the city.
Yeah. So how about the treats you offer? They are so yummy. Do you make all the treats yourself?
I actually do not, but my mom makes... They're called Mama Chin liver treats.
Those are from your mom?
My mom makes them at home and the dogs love them.
Oh, I can attest to that. Those are great. I used to eat a lot of those.
Not as many anymore?
No. We'll get to that in a minute.
All right.
And you also let dogs play in your stores too, right?
Absolutely, of course.
How does that work?
So, we do offer doggy daycare at our Berkeley location, and you can drop yourself and your friends off.
I don't know if you want me there. I don't like other dogs.
Well, you can hang out in the store. You could help me market our business.
Well, I could do that.
I know you could do that. You do that really well. Because you look good in anything.
I try, Dawn. I try.
I appreciate that. So yeah, absolutely. We have lots of friends that you know in the neighborhood. They go to doggy daycare from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
We have human people watch them and make sure that they're fed. If they need lunch, they give them water, they take them outside, and then they give little pee and poop logs to their owners at the end of the day.
Oh, wait a minute. They give what?
Pee and poop logs.
What are those?
So the humans want to know if you peed and pooped during the day.
Really?
Absolutely, yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so the good dogs, they go outside. Well, the good dogs go inside too sometimes, but the owners like to know whether you went to the bathroom or not.
Oh, that's so cool. Maybe I'll make something like that for Julie and Bob. I know Bob could use the help. He's always asking about that.
Who walked you more, your mom or your dad?
Oh, definitely my mom.
I thought so.
Yeah, my dad does it at night, but he makes a big deal about it when he's out walking me. It's more about him than it is me.
It's social hour.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, Dawn, do you notice anything about me? Can you see my cheekbones better? I look svelte?
You definitely look like you have a nice waistline now.
I know. I gotta tell you, I lost a little weight.
I noticed.
Yeah. Well, I tried Weight Watchers, but that didn't really work out too well for me. They have a point system, and, well, you know what? I don't know how to count.
But you don't have to know how to count.
Yeah. Well, now I know I don't have to, because someone gave Bob and Julie the idea to feed me less and give me carrots as treats. Carrots!
Carrots? Carrots are good for you.
Oh, those aren't treats. They have no taste.
They make you see better.
Oh, I tried eating them, but I can't be bothered. Talk about a waste of calories.
Well, I think they're good for you. I love carrots.
Well, let's listen to Yeah, you go, baby. So, Dawn, who do you suppose gave them this idea, huh?
I have to admit it. Might have been me.
Well, I know it wasn't the vet. I have him fooled. He thinks I have a thyroid problem.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, carrots good for you, and it was me, so.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Well, thanks, I guess. I do like the way I look now. And actually, I can wiggle my butt again, like I used to. It gets the other dogs on the street all happy.
You're beautiful.
Ah, thanks, Dawn. Hey, now let's chat a little bit about the mani-pedi business you have going. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because I know I love going there. I get so nervous when I go in. At first, I get really nervous.
Well, Susan, my groomer, has been doing mani-pedis for doggies like you for a long time. And she'll keep you nice and calm, and she can either cut them or she can use a Dremel, which makes them nice and soft on the edges.
A what?
So it's a Dremel. So it's just this little machine that takes your nails down so that you don't sound like you're tap dancing on the wood.
Oh, is that what does that?
That's what it does.
Oh, I love that.
Doesn't hurt one bit.
Well, you're right, it doesn't. My back paws, yeah, that's right, I have paws. I was going to say feet. My back paws, they tickle a little bit when I get it done.
It might tickle, but I promise it won't hurt. Susan's really good at it.
I know she is. I can attest to that. And actually, when I leave, she gives me this wonderful aromatherapy oil on my my paws.
Well, she does have a nice little lavender scent that makes you leave smelling nice and having a nice mani-pedi.
Oh, I feel just so luscious after I leave.
Good. That's how you should feel.
Aw, thanks, Dawn. Hey, listen, thanks for sharing the inside scoop on where to play in Boston. And dog butts, when you're in Beantown, be sure and sniff out details for great treats, dog grooming, doggy daycare, whatever you need. Dawn will take care of you.
Thanks, Maggie.
Okay, can I have a real treat now?
Absolutely.